Taking a closer look at the stories we're enjoying, AIC Stories presents The Review. Hey, everybody, welcome back to The Review. This is the second episode. Now, we're going to start diving into strictly, I believe, anyways, I plan on strictly the stuff from here in 2022 moving forward. I wanted to start last time with the fantastic book, The Storyteller from Dave Grohl, because it was just one of those books that came at the right time. And I hope if you haven't yet, you go listen to that interview. And just was a great way to kick off the review, I thought. Now, moving forward into 2022, we're going to do a number of different books. And what I want to preface all of this by saying is that I know I tend to read, you know, certain genres. We all have our favorites. However, this year, 2022, I have set a goal for myself where I am going to attempt to get through. I started the year with roughly 50 different books on my bookshelves and in my Kindle library that I wanted to get through before I start buying anything new. Now, I've already broke that. I bought 4 new short story collections, which I know. But I wanted to start this year and go on a journey this year for my reading to try and finally get through all of the books on my bookshelf that I've been meaning to get to. As such, you're going to see kind of a bit of an eclectic, varying styles, genres, types of books, from classic literature to memoir style stuff, to horror, to sci-fi, fantasy, all that kind of stuff. You're going to see a whole lot of different types of books coming up in these reviews. So I hope you're ready for a fun adventure, because it's going to give a little taste of all kinds of different samples. And then if I'm successful in my goal in completing, you know, the elusive TBR pile, the to-be-read pile, if I'm successful in completing that list and getting through all of these books this year, then I can start to focus on maybe specific genres or things like that. But I wanted to get through a whole bunch of different types of books this year. And really, you know, I picked these books up at some point or other because I wanted to read them, and they've sat neglected on my shelf. So we're going to get to it. Now, one of the first books that I enjoyed and that I read, I guess you could say, here in 2022, was a book that I'd actually received for Christmas as a gift. It's from the wonderful Nick Offerman, who you probably know best as Ron Swanson on the show Parks and Rec. However, he's a pretty prolific writer and thinker and comedian and things like that. I was real excited because I received for Christmas his latest book called Where the Deer and Antelope Play, The Pastoral Observations of One Ignorant American Who Loves to Walk Outside by Nick Offerman. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Now, just to get the details out of the way here, first off, what an amazingly, incredibly long title. So again, the name of the book, Where the Deer and the Antelope Play, The Pastoral Observations of One Ignorant American Who Loves to Walk Outside. This is another book that's kind of part memoir, part personal essay and opinion from the amazing Nick Offerman. Now, I want to preface all this by saying I am a huge fan of his work. I really enjoy, you know, his character of Ron Swanson is one of my favorite all-time fictional characters. But this is not a Ron Swanson book. This is a Nick Offerman book, and you need to buckle up. And I haven't read any of his other stuff, but this was my first introduction, and I think it was, well, we'll get to that. This book, I believe, is his fifth book that he's put out himself, published by Dutton Books, D-U-T-T-O-N Books. If you want to see the links and everything, you can head right to my website at AIC Stories. I have a written review of this up with all of the links to the book and all of that stuff right there in the blog post on the review. Now, let me give you an idea. This is the summary from Goodreads, what this book claims to be about. And I say that, and we'll get to why I say that. So from Goodreads, a humorous and rousing tour of America's nature spots, as well as a mission statement about loving, protecting, and truly experiencing the outdoors, inspired by three journeys undertaken by actor, humorist, and New York Times bestselling author Nick Offerman. Nick Offerman has always felt a kinship to the land of the free, not just to the people and their purported ideals, but to the actual land itself. The bedrock, the topsoil, and everything in between that generates the health of your local watershed. In this new book, Nick takes a humorous, inspiring, and elucidating trip to America's trails, farms, and frontier to celebrate the people, landscape, and stories, both historical and fresh, that have made it great. The seeds of this book were planted in 2019 when Nick took two memorable journeys with friends, a hiking trip to Glacier National Park with his friends Jeff Tweedy and George Saunders, as well as an extended visit to his friend James Rebanks, the author of A Shepherd's Life and English Pastoral. He followed that up with an excursion that could only have come about in 2020 when Nick and his wife, Megan Mullally, bought an Airstream trailer to drive across the U.S. in late 2020. Now, all three journeys inspired some deep-ish thinking from Nick, and these are his words still, from the Goodreads synopsis. They inspired some deep-ish thinking from Nick about the history and philosophy of our relationship with nature in our national parks, in our farming, and in our wildlife. What we mean when we talk about conservation, the importance of outdoor recreation, and the healthy building of both local and national communities, across party lines, all subjects very close to Nick's heart. With witty, heartwarming stories and a keen insight into the problems we all confront, this is both a ramble through and celebration of the land we all love. Now, that's the summary from Goodreads. And myself, I'm an avid outdoorsman, grew up in the woods. It's not like I was raised by wolves or something, but I grew up, hunting, fishing, gardening, spending a lot of time outdoors. I grew up in the country here in northern Minnesota and have a very strong connection to the land where I live. It's my happy place. It's a place that centers me, and I have a huge respect for it as well. So I thought, looking at this, that this collection of essays, this book that Nick Offerman has put out, talking about nature and kindness and the value of being in the wild, etc., all of that stuff in that synopsis had me super excited for a very modern day take on the nature essay genre. I'm thinking of books like the book, I believe it's called Nature, from Henry David Thoreau, I believe, losing track of that now. But, a lot of these great classic essay pieces from years ago where people, a lot of these outdoorsmen, naturalists, I guess you'd say, land conservationists, things like that, where they really have this way of expressing and diving into the beauty and the importance of the land and being outdoors and all of that. It had me really excited for a very modern day take on that genre. But then I read it, and we'll get into that in just one second. First, let's hit the details of how you can find the show, how you can support it, everything else. Hi, I'm Dave, the mind behind AIC Stories. I hate to interrupt the show like this, but I have important information for those of you that can't get enough of the AIC Stories podcast and want to get involved. First, bookmark and visit often AICstories.com, the website. There you'll have access to explore everything AIC Stories, including show notes, reviews, and even the links to my Buy Me a Coffee page if you would like to financially support the podcast and help me create more storytelling content. Second, if you're on social media, pop over and hit that follow button. I'm at AIC Stories everywhere, and the links are also right there on AICstories.com. Lastly, if you are able, rate, review, and share AIC Stories podcast wherever you listen to your podcast. It really does make a difference, and truly, guys, it means so much to me. I'm eternally grateful for all of your support, be it financial, sharing on social media, or just leaving a rating or review. However you choose to give it, I'm grateful for it. And I do want to welcome you to the AIC Stories family. Okay. So let's get to the actual review here of this book, Where the Deer and Antelope Play, The Pastoral Observations of One Ignorant American Who Loves to Walk Outside by Nick Offerman. Now, for the second straight review, I started the review in the written format on the website saying where to even start with this book, much like with The Storyteller, but for very, very different reasons. Now, when we talk about this book and when I share this with you, as always, no spoilers, anything like that. But I, like I said, have long been a fan of Nick Offerman and his work as an actor, as a speaker, woodworker, etc. I hadn't read any of his other prior books, but this one I thought would be a great jumping off point. Based on everything I read about it from Amazon, Goodreads, and all that kind of stuff, I was super hopeful, super excited, like I said, to really settle into a nice kind of meandering and thoughtful romp full of nature stories and the value of the outdoors. I figured this would be the kind of book that would allow me to further grow my already large appreciation for the outdoors, as well as, you know, give me some things to think about the next time I was out in the woods. Now, I will say this book does deliver on that front very beautifully. Whether it's discussions from his visits and hikes in the national parks, tales of adventures with his friends, spending time with his new friends on the farm in the UK, all of that gives us a wonderful look at, you know, the problems with things like, say, our corporate agriculture system and how damaging it is to the land, the people, the animals involved, which, you know, like I said in the written review, spoilers, that's all of us here on this planet. We are not doing a good job managing this stuff, really, and quite frankly, we're hurting ourselves with our rush to kind of make everything corporate and massive. But that's besides the point. When I read this book, I was absolutely not disappointed in all of his musings on nature, his adventures hiking, the value of hard work. You know, he has a lot of lessons in here talking about the satisfaction of doing things the right way by the land we live on, taking time to really put in that sweat equity and get to know the land and do the work and things like that. In fact, one of my favorite passages early on, and this is just paraphrasing, but Nick Offerman talks about how one of his great joys in life is finding a nice quiet spot out in nature, solitary, all alone, just you in the outdoors, and then pouring some, you know, coffee from a thermos, sipping coffee in the cool air while you just listen to the wilderness around you. Now, this is something really resonated with me because while I've never really made a point to bring coffee out in the woods with me, I do thoroughly enjoy moments when I can be out in the woods and just stop, sit down on a rock or whatever it is, and just listen and be there in the woods, hear the sounds around you, all of that kind of stuff, to really appreciate it. It's very satisfying to the soul. Now, myself, you know, I'm one of these people that, yes, I work a day job and I have a family and all of this stuff, but if I had my way, much as I love my family and everything else, I would find a way to spend time, at least some time, every single day in the woods if I didn't have to work and all of this kind of stuff. So this side of things with this book, the parts of it that we're actually talking about all of these things, you know, the nature, the relationship with the land, all of that, it really spoke to me. And I found myself in many ways feeling like I had found a very kindred spirit in Nick Offerman. You know, he has a wonderful way that his writing conveys his very, you know, subtle sense of humor, nice twists of phrases, ways of talking about and looking at nature. And on that front, this book really sang to me. But, and here's the big but I have, and the thing that, I'll be honest, very nearly ruined this book for me. And it's, I'm going to give you a full disclaimer here. I do not care about anyone's political affiliations and views. I'm not speaking of my own views, whether I disagree or agree with Nick Offerman's views in this book. I'm not going to tell you what you should believe. I frankly don't care. because that stuff we are bombarded with day in and day out. And when I read to get away from that, you know, constant bombardment of, you know, the doom scrolling that we all hear about. And that is the biggest issue I have with this book, is that there, among all the beautiful words and essays and stories and musings about nature and the land and everything that spoke to me so well with this book, there were scattered all sorts of random, you know, just kind of popping up. One minute we're talking about hiking Glacier National Park, and the next minute we're ranting about President Trump, or we're ranting about COVID or conservatives or whatever. You know, he's very liberal, which is fine. Nothing wrong with that at all. I really don't care what his political beliefs are. And that was the problem, is that, like I said, I read to get away from all of this stuff. And this book is peppered full of random political rants and, quite frankly, kind of political and that side of things, you know, when it comes to all of that, temper tantrums, for lack of a better term. Like I said, again, I do not care what anyone's politics are. I'm not sharing my own views. For all you know, I may agree wholeheartedly with his politics, or I may completely disagree. Regardless of what it is, I'm not talking about that here, because I don't want to read about that stuff in books when we're bombarded with it every day. The thing is, my problem with these political rants and temper tantrums in this book have everything to do with the fact that, honestly, they were so completely unnecessary. They took all of the beauty that I found in the rest of this book, all of the important conversations about everything the book description talks about. Remember, this says it's a humorous and rousing tour of America's nature spots, as well as a mission statement about loving, protecting, and truly experiencing the outdoors, inspired by three journeys undertaken by actor, humorist, and New York Times bestselling author Nick Offerman. It doesn't talk anything at all in the description about the numerous political ranting that happens. And I know that maybe I didn't say that right, but yeah, it doesn't mention the fact that, buckle up, this is a look also at our societal culture and, you know, Nick Offerman's views of the world in that sense, on a political sense. No mention of that at all. And quite frankly, all of those rants, in my opinion, completely undermine the truly beautiful and wonderful stories and messages that he was so effectively communicating and sharing. The sections in here that get political, they feel instantly like you're just being lectured and, you know, forced to read all of the same doom and gloom that we see every day when we're scrolling social media or watching the news or whatever it is. And it was kind of jarring, to say the least, that when you're in the middle of reading a beautiful essay and statement about, you know, Glacier National Park or, you know, all of these kinds of things, that all of a sudden it shifts into just massive, you know, here's how I think about politics, and this is why you should think that too. And if you don't, then you're probably some kind of an idiot. Because I'll be honest, if you are a conservative, you are probably going to be very irritated with this and offended, because he basically, frankly, comes out and says, if you're conservative thinking in your, you know, goals, or I don't want to say goals, but, you know, in your mindset, if you don't follow the same left-leaning mindset that we see prevalent everywhere today, then you're some kind of an idiot or a hick or a backwoods, you know, whatever. He's pretty harsh about, you know, his viewpoints and those that don't think like him. And to me, I don't know. This is why I don't talk about politics or these kinds of things, because really, you're never going to change someone's mind. And this just felt like, hey, you just spent this money, or in my case, I got this book as a gift. Someone spent hard-earned money, and, you know, we've told you that it's going to be about nature, about these wonderfully beautiful things, which, like I said, some of his writings on nature and all of that are extremely beautiful, wonderful. I loved them. but they're so severely contrasted with the force-fed temper tantrums we get, basically saying anyone that doesn't agree with them is a moron. And even if you agree with them, you know, if that's where you stand, it really feels like a slap in the face. Of course, like I always say, your mileage may vary. Might be a case where if you really agree with his viewpoints, you may find yourself cheering along and maybe they don't take anything away. But for me, as someone looking to kind of escape all of the stress and nastiness in the world today that's going on from all sides, when I got to these points and I was fully immersed in these beautiful stories about nature and how we need to take better care of it, how it, you know, the hard work pays off and the kindness and everything else, only to then be slapped in the face with the political rants. I mean, it felt like a massive betrayal, which something I'll get to in a second. So let's get to the bottom line on this thing. I think you know where I sit. This is a tough one. You know, a book like this presents itself as a collection of essays, tales focused on nature, kindness, love of the outdoors. It sounds like an ideal book for a nature-loving, avid outdoorsman like myself. And quite frankly, his writings about that stuff, as I've already said, were amazing. But then when that book turns around and slaps you repeatedly in the face with all the ranting and everything like that, regardless of if I agree with it or not, like I said, it felt like a total bait and switch. It felt like I was being force-fed something that was so unnecessary in this book. Now, I don't like to normally rip on a book. He put a lot of work and effort into sitting down to write this thing. And normally, I am not going to share a review where I, you know, just tear it apart, because Nick Offerman is hugely successful. He's a wonderful guy. I'd love to meet him someday. I'd love to talk with him. Just not about that politics side. To me, I have no interest whatsoever in getting into discussions with people about any of that. And I'll be honest, as excited as I was about this book, when all of the ranting started pretty early on, I almost right there in the first, I don't know, third of this book at the very furthest, almost checked out and marked this as a did not finish, which really bummed me out because this was a gift. It was a book I was really looking forward to reading. The thing is, if you're an outdoorsman, you love, or outdoors woman, and you love the outdoors, you know, you want to read some beautiful essays about that, Nick Offerman has a truly wonderful way of talking about the beauty, wonder, and appreciation of the outdoors. And every time I'd almost check out completely because I just was getting so tired of the random detours into politic land, he'd veer us back into a tale of, you know, hiking or herding sheep and nurturing the land we live on. Or one of the things that really stuck with me the most is simply the power of slowing down to truly appreciate, you know, truly see and hear and take in life wherever we are, whether you're walking down the street in your hometown, traveling, slowing down, taking a minute to just soak in your atmosphere wherever you're at. That was some of the stuff that I found so powerful in this book and so good. You know, I wrote in my written review on the website that more than anything, I wish I could get a version of this book that was edited down and had all the political ranting stripped away, because then you'd be left with only these amazingly beautiful essays and stories that actually deliver on the promise in its title and description. And that was the biggest problem I had with this book. If this book had stayed focused on just what it described itself to be, the beautiful essays on nature, all of those sides of things, this probably would have been my first 5-star read of 2022. However, the all too common political ranting and ravings really made me want to either mark it as a DNF, a did not finish, or give it a 1-star for how badly those rants tainted the most beautiful parts of this. Instead, I'm going to split the difference. I'm going to give it a 3 out of 5 stars. The parts of this book talking about nature are amazing. I love them so, so much. And like I said, I wish I could get a copy of this that strips away all the other stuff and just leaves the outdoor loving parts. But sadly, you can't do that. You get all of it together. And, you know, of course, your mileage, like I say, may vary. You might not mind the asides in the book. You may absolutely love this read. I truly hope you do. Maybe it's just me, but when I'm reading a book, I read because I want to escape the stress and pressure and anxiety of the real world. Because let's face it, through 2 years and counting of this pandemic, crazy political climates, people being nastier than ever on social media, no matter what side of the aisle you're on, I just need a break from that. And when I read a book like this, I want to truly dive into someone's views on nature and all of that. And this darn near lost me. But I will say this. Mr. Offerman, Nick Offerman's writing. It's the kind of writing, it's thought-provoking. They're told, his stories are told in a witty and genuinely kind style, which tells me Nick Offerman's probably a really good dude that's just kind of getting wrapped up in inventing a little bit of his own political frustrations and had a platform to do it. But his writing is the kind of writing that leaves you with something to really chew on, something to really mull over long after the words grace your mind. I wanted so, so badly to love this book. I did love a lot of it. All the nature stuff I loved. But unfortunately, at a 3 out of 5 stars, it was spoiled by some of its rants and forays into political territory that really just, it just didn't seem to mesh with the overall message of kindness and love for nature and all of that. It felt like we had two very, very different voices telling this story, and it was really a bummer. I don't know. Anyways, that's the review for Nick Offerman's Where the Deer and the Antelope Play, the Pastoral Observations of One Ignorant American Who Loves to Walk Outside. Pick it up. I think, you know, at 3 stars, I definitely recommend giving it a read, especially if you love the outdoors. Just beware, you're going to get into some side tangents and political ranting, all right? So, as always, if you enjoy the reviews on the website, if you enjoy the podcast, and enjoy the entire AIC Stories, excuse me, podcast experience, consider helping us out by sharing this episode, sharing the reviews on the website, whatever it is. Let your friends know about us. Give us a follow on social media. And as always, if you're able to help support AIC Stories financially, jump over. I've got the links on the website for our Buy Me a Coffee page. Your support there goes a long way, and it goes directly into continuing to bring you the podcast content you love, all the written content you love, as well as allowing me to help keep growing and expanding just what is possible here in the AIC Stories universe. And I'm going to tell you what, I feel like I'm hitting the ground running in 2022. I've got a lot of things coming up, and your support, no matter how you give it, be it financially or be it by sharing on social media, leaving reviews, all that kind of stuff, it is so tremendously helpful and helps me just keep going and keep doing more. So no matter how you support AIC Stories, I greatly appreciate it. And of course, appreciate you spending a little time with me. Until next time, as I like to say, keep reading, keep listening, keep watching, and most importantly, keep enjoying all the stories you can. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.